The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 31st, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Evam prasanna manasu bhagavata bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jaya. So, the absolute truth is scientific knowledge. It is not sentiment. I accept somebody as God by votes. That is not Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. One must know what is the definition of God. It is not that somebody comes forward with a long beard and says, I am God, and we rascals accept him as God. No, not like that. It is Vijnanam. Vijnanam means science. Without scientific knowledge, one cannot understand what is God. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. And who can understand this Vijnan, this scientific knowledge? Mukta Sangasya, one who is liberated from the contamination of the three modes of material nature, he can understand. Those who are contaminated with tamagun, rajagun, they can create their own God. There are different types of God also. In one sense, everyone is God. God means the controller. So everyone is, to some extent, a controller. But as I have explained several times, real controller means who is not controlled by others. That is God. If I am controlled by the material nature, daivijhesa gunamai mama maya durattaya. Birth, death, old age and disease, if I am controlled by these conditions of nature, then how I can become God? God is never controlled. Therefore, one who can understand God must be free from the contamination of this material nature. Mukta sangas. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kang samas sarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti labhate para. When one has realized Brahma, prasannatma, Brahma bhuta prasanna, here also it is said, evam prasanna manaso, the same thing you will find everywhere. There cannot be any contradiction. Prasanna manaso and prasanna atma, the same thing. So how one can become prasanna atma and prasanna manaso? That is described here. Bhagavata bhakti yogata. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavata bhakti yogata. If you accept Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, devotional service to the Lord, he shall be prasanna manasa. You shall be always feeling jolly. If I am not jolly, if I am not prasanna manasa, that means Maya has attacked me. Bhagavad Bhakta shall never be aprasanna. Not joyful, always joyful. But if he is actually in contact with Krishna, how he can become morose? No. If he is morose, if he is unhappy, that means Maya has attacked. This is the test. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha, we shall be always enthusiastic, but we cannot become enthusiastic, artificial. There must be Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. Just like these visitors in the temple, see how much enthusiastic they are. They are rising early in the morning, going to take bath in the Jamuna, and they are visiting so many temples, especially this Damodar temple, because it is Damodar month. And from 5 o'clock or more, or before that, 3 o'clock, they are enthusiastic. They are not sleeping very nicely. That means lack of Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. It is Maya. So you must be very careful. Test. If we cannot rise early in the morning, that means we are under the clutches of Maya. This is the test. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Jivi Jago, Jivi Jago, Gurachanda Bole, Kotonidra Jao Maya Pishachi Kul. Sleeping is very dangerous. It is to be understood that I am under the clutches of Maya, the more we sleep. Because the symptom of tamogun is laziness and sleep. This is the symptom of tamogun. Laziness and sleeping. And symptoms of rajogun, very active, but just like monkey. Monkeys are very active, but all injurious. Wherever they will sit, they are not a single moment they are inactive, but all foolishness. That is passion. And goodness means knowledge. So, in the previous verse, it is described how to come to the platform of goodness. When one comes to the platform of goodness, then he becomes prasanna manasa, because he is not attacked by the modes of ignorance and passion, means laziness, sleep, and foolishly active. Foolishly active is more dangerous than less active. Because if one is dangerous, it is better not to become very much active. Because like this monkey, you will find always very active. But nobody likes them. As soon as a monkey comes, everyone drives them. Get out, get out, get out. Therefore, we should not be lazy and sleepy at the same time, not foolishly active. We must come to the real standard of life, goodness. Then we can begin our devotional service. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankhati. Samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavate param. After being Brahma bhuta, after understanding clearly aham brahmasmi, one can get to transcendental loving service of the Lord. Not that before. Before if we take bhakti yoga, of course, he shall become gradually Brahma Bhuta also. Bhakti Yoga is so nice that it does not depend on any condition. Ahituki apratihata. Apratihata means not under any condition. You can begin. In whichever position you are, you can begin immediately. You can begin hearing about Krishna from any point. Sravanam Kirtana. It doesn't matter. And if you follow strictly the Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga process, then automatically you are situated above goodness. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpat. Anyone who has taken seriously devotional service, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodita, janayati asu vairagyam. Liberation means knowledge and detachment. Knowledge, full knowledge means that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, and my bodily activities are not congenial for my ultimate goal of life. I must engage myself in spiritual activity. This is called jnana and vairagya. When one knows that he is not body, then why should he work hard day and night for maintaining this body? That is knowledge. And kurmis, they are trying to maintain this body. Sometimes kurmis also take to bhakti yoga, not bhakti yoga, so-called bhakti. But their aim is how to maintain this body nicely. That is also accepted. Akama sarva kamoga moksha kamo dharma. Because if you take to bhakti yoga, even for maintaining this body nicely, that is also very nice. Because gradually, due to the influence of bhakti yoga, he will come to the platform of mukta, mukta sangha. Bhakti yoga is so strong. The Shastra recommends that either you are kurmi, either you are jnani, either you are yogi, you take to devotional service, your all desires will be fulfilled. That is the injunction. Akama sarva kamo ba moksha kamo udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogena jajita paramam purusha. This is the recommendation. It is all inclusive. If you have got desire, like the kurmis, or the jnanis, or the yogis, you take to bhakti yoga, Bhagavad bhakti yoga, you will become prasanna manasa. You will be engladdened. You will come to the platform of joyfulness. Anandamaya abhyasa. Spiritual life means anandamaya. There is no displeasure. All is ananda. That is spiritual life. Spiritual life means ananda and material life means anxiety. You can distinguish. If you are always put into anxiety, that is material life. And if you are always jolly, that is spiritual life. Anandamaya bhyasat. So, here it is the same thing. Because one has taken to bhakti yoga, he must be prasanna manaso, very joyful. If you are full of anxiety, how you can understand the science of God? That is not possible. So, evang prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti. By execution of bhakti yoga, you come to the platform of transcendental bliss, prasanna manasa. Transcendental spiritual life means eternal blissful life of knowledge. That is spiritual platform. And material life means temporary life of miserable condition. Temporary life of miserable condition. That is material life. And spiritual life means eternal, blissful life of knowledge. This life is temporary. But when we are transferred towards spiritual life, that is eternal. Satchitananda Vigraha. We are also part and parcel of Satchitananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form. Satchitananda does not mean impersonal. That is foolishness, another foolishness. Ananda cannot be impersonal. You can make experiment. Suppose if you are put into a big room without any man coming there, so you cannot feel very comfortable for a long time. You will feel lonely. You shall try to come out. Just like we have got experience. Everyone has got experience. When you rise very high in the sky, but we cannot remain in that condition more than at most 8 to 10 hours, then we become very much restless. Although it is very high in the sky, but we cannot remain in that way. Therefore, Shastra says, Arujya kritchena parang padang tata patanti adha anadita jusmadhanga. One who does not take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, he may rise up very high by austerity and penance, but he cannot remain in that position. He may give up artificially this material world, jagat mithya, but he has to come down again to this mithya jagat and open his schools and hospitals. Because he cannot remain in that impersonal way. That is the experience. All so-called Brahmavadi, they say that we have become liberated, but not liberated. That is simply concoction, vimukta manina. They think like that. Actually, they are not liberated. Avishuddha buddhaya. Without being liberated, when one speaks that I have become liberated, that means avishuddha buddhaya. The intelligence is not clear. He does not know what is liberation. Liberation means prasanna manaso, full of joyfulness. That is liberation. Evaṁ prasanna manaso bhagavat tattva vijñāna. Tattva means truth. You have to understand Bhagavan in truth. So that to understand in truth, that is a science. That is not sentiment. Vijñāna. In another place, Krishna says, to advise Brahma, Chatushloki Bhagavat, Jnanam, in the Bhagavad Gita also, Jnanam Sabhijnanam. Jnanam me paramam gudhyam jad vijnana samannitam. Jnanam me paramam guhyam. The knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very, very confidential. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnana samannitam. It is not sentiment. It is full of scientific knowledge. So, when we understand the truth, the absolute truth, scientifically, that is called Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. That Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam is understandable by a person who is liberated. One who is very busy, anxious with politics, sociology, humanitarianism. One who is very busy always in politics, how he can become interested or how he can understand Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana? That is not possible. Therefore, these are the tests to understand. A politician may pose himself that he is very advanced in spiritual life. But when he sees that he is more interested in politics than in Krishna, then we can understand what is his position. These are the tests. Or politics or sociology or anything. A pure devotee is always interested how Krishna would be satisfied, just like Arjuna. Of course, when one is interested in that way, all other things, subordinate things, they come within. Just like Arjuna was a great devotee of Krishna, but at the same time he was a politician also. But the first interest is to become Krishnaite, how to satisfy Krishna. Not that for political purpose I love Krishna. No. You love Krishna and your all problems, political, social and other things will be solved. This is Krishna consciousness. You don't require to attempt for political reasons make Krishna consciousness secondary. Therefore we say that if people, not all, if some percentage of the whole population of the world become Krishna conscious, then all the problems of the world will be solved. We don't expect that 10% people will be Krishna conscious, but simply a few percent, say 5%, if one, the people of the whole population, they become Krishna conscious, then the face of the world will change. Ishavasam idam sadvam. Because if the leaders, they understand Krishna consciousness and act accordingly, the others will follow. Jad jad asriti shrestha, tat tat eva itare jana. Itare jana, common man, follows the leaders. Evaṁ prasanna manaso. How to become happy mood of life, that is described here, Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. One has to take the Krishna consciousness. And mukta saṅgasya, Bhagavad tattva vijñānaṁ mukta saṅgasya jāyate. Nobody can understand Krishna unless he is liberated from the influence of the modes of material nature. You can read the first part.
Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita 7.3, it is said that out of many thousands of ordinary men, one fortunate man endeavors for perfection of life. Mostly they are conducted by the modes of passion and ignorance. And thus they are engaged always in lust, desire, hankerings, ignorance, and sleep. Out of many such man-like animals, there is actually a man who knows the responsibility of human life and thus tries to make life...
A human being, in the modes of ignorance and passion, they are animals. They are not considered as human beings. They are animals. Rajastama bhava, kamalubha dayasya. So, actually a person is considered to be human being when he comes to the platform of goodness or he acquires the quality of a bona fide Brahman, then he is considered as human being. God.
And thus tries to make life perfect by following the prescribed duties. And out of such many thousands of persons who have thus attained success in human life, one may know scientifically about the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
Yes. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, manushanam sahasreshu kaschi jatati siddhai. Because we are coming from animal by the evolutionary process, according to Shastra, it is said that the Darwin theory says from monkey, that is also fact, that after monkey, the living entity comes to the human form. Somebody says after lion, somebody says after cow. So, from the animals, we the human form is developed. So unless that human body also reforms, he remains animal. That reformation requires samskar, reformation, enlightenment, cultural life. That cultural life culminates when actually one becomes a Brahman Vaishnava. That is real cultural life, not by birth, but by cultivation of knowledge, education, advancement, spiritual knowledge, one comes to the platform of Brahman. So, manusanam sahasresu kaschi jatati siddha. This is the platform of siddhi. But nobody is interested to become a Brahman, qualified. Everyone wants to become a Shudra. Kalau Shudra Sambhava, especially in this age, nobody is interested. Just like we are asking people to take to Krishna consciousness and give up the habit of illicit sex life and intoxication and gambling and meat eating, and people laugh. Now what is this? This is the life. If we give up these things, especially in the Western countries, they think it is denying the primary necessities of life. They say, some of my students, they left our association because they could not follow these principles. Their complaint is that Prabhupada is denying the primary necessities of life. Therefore, it is said, manushanam sahasra. It is very difficult to give up these four bad habits. Manushanam sahasra. Kasti jatat siddhaya. But this is the path of perfection. But they are not interested in perfection. They want to rot as hogs and dogs in this world. That is their purpose. Therefore, Krishna says, manusanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddha. Nobody is interested to become Brahman. They are interested to become dogs and hogs. That is their interest. Manusanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddha. And jatatam api siddhyanam. It is not that coming to the platform of a qualified Brahmana, one can understand Krishna. That is asana. Still, you have to go farther. Brahma-bhuta, brahma-janatiti brahmana. Brahmana can understand Brahma. He can understand that he is also part and parcel of Brahma. But that understanding is not sufficient. He has to go farther to become a Vaishnava, to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth as person. Vaishnava means to understand the Absolute Truth as person, not impersonal. In the Brahmana state, even they understand Brahma, that is impersonal view. But one has to go far above. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti sablas. One has to make progress from the Brahma platform to Paramatma platform, then to the Personality of Godhead, understand. Therefore, Krishna says, jatatam api siddhanam. Somebody is trying to come to the platform of Brahma-bhuta state. That is called siddha state. But jatatam api siddhanam kaschit veti mam tattva. So they also cannot understand Krishna. Krishna can be understood only by this process. Bhagavad bhakti yogata. Evam prasanna manasu bhagavad bhakti yogata. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayat. One has to become liberated from the brahminical stage also. Then he can understand Krishna. So Krishna understanding is not so easy. It is very difficult. Krishna says, but by the grace of Krishna, because he wanted to distribute himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving us Krishna freely, Krishna prema pradayat. Rupa Goswami says that Namo Mahavadana, Krishna was also not so liberal. He simply asked us surrender, but he did not distribute himself. But in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed himself. Take me, take me, take me. Without any price, take me. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna. And he has come in the form of Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya, to distribute himself. Therefore, he recognized Namo Mahapadana, the most magnificent. No other incarnation in Ramchandra or Bhagavan, Krishna, they are not so liberal. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so liberal. Papi tapi jato chilo hari name uddhar. They distributed himself through the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, the Westerners, they are understanding Krishna, it is very, very difficult subject matter. But because we are trying to understand Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore it has become easy. Otherwise, it is very difficult subject. Otherwise, Krishna himself says, manushanam sahasri sukasti jatuti. It will take. But as we are fallen, Krishna is also as much liberal also, this age. See, we still, we do not take advantage of how much unfortunate we are, we can consider. Thank you very much.